We also heard from Martin, and he wants to know why flu is more prevalent in winter.
Well, we think flu spreads better in winter because of human behaviour, because it does this reproducibly in every country in the world in which it's wintertime. So it comes in wintertime much more commonly. It doesn't mean it goes away completely in summer, but it comes much more commonly in winter. We think that's because it spreads better in winter because of what humans do. We go indoors more in winter, so there's more people together indoors with the windows closed. Also, it's less light and less bright, and ultraviolet radiation and sunlight dries out the virus and kills it, so it doesn't have so much of that around in winter, so it finds it easier to persist on surfaces and in coughs and sneezes, so it hangs around for longer, and as a result you have a higher chance basically of passing it on. So that's what we think goes on. And then the big determinant, the disproportionate determinant, is the school year, and the long summer school holiday powerfully knocks flu on the head, because kids account for the vast and disproportionately large amount of spread of these viruses, because they're virus factories. They all get it, they spread it amongst themselves, and they all get highly infectious. And then what they do is they go home and give it to their parents, and the parents then carry the infection to all of the other bits of the social strata through the workplace.
Kids as virus factories, isn't that wonderful?